Runway incursions are close calls between airplanes or between planes and other vehicles on runways. While there have been very few collisions, the number of runway incursions has risen sharply in recent years. Federal safety officials worry this could lead to fatal accidents. Air traffic controllers are taking steps to ensure that they won't cause one. The training is intended to enhance their short-term memory. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Controllers are famous for their ability to retain complex sequences of information. They have to. But with more and more planes clogging the nation's runways, the controllers' reputations for total recall are being tested. Even the most seasoned controller can make a mistake. Dennis McGee works in the tower at Dallas-Fort Worth. One busy night about a year ago, it happened to him.
It kind of caught me off guard. I thought, oh my goodness, what did I do?
McGee had cleared one plane to take off and, mistakenly, two others to cross that runway. He says luckily it wasn't really a close call. The pilot of the jet that was about to take off held back until the runway was clear. In 17 years on the job, McGee says that was the only incursion he was involved in. But he's sure seen plenty of others.
I've seen airplanes that have taken off of a runway that was closed with maintenance vehicle on it. I have seen airplanes that take off on taxiways that weren't even runways. You get caught up in what you're doing, and that one little bit of information to remind you that that runway was closed kind of gets lost, and next thing you know, you're taking an airplane off from that runway, or you're landing one on it.
But the fact is, controllers cause only a small percentage of the runway incursions that occur each year. The Federal Aviation Administration says of all the incidents reported last year, controllers caused just 20% of the incursions. Pilots were to blame for 60% of them. The rest were due to cargo and passenger vehicles and even people on the runways. But the National Controllers Union is developing memory training for its members to sharpen their minds. McGee says they'll be building on some of the techniques controllers already use.
Some people have little tricks that they use, like turning a flight strip over, or they may put a check mark on a pad. They go as far as putting a brick on the counter so they know that a runway is closed or something.
Earl Stein is a psychologist who has worked with air traffic controllers for years. He says one of the first hurdles to helping them with memory enhancement is to help them with their egos.
Many controllers will tell you, oh, we don't need that stuff. We don't need any assistance for our memories because if we couldn't do it on our own, then we shouldn't be controllers.
Experts who study runway problems say anything that can help avoid a disaster is a welcome addition. Arnold Barnett is a professor of applied statistics at MIT.
Sometimes 1 or 2 seconds can make all the difference in the world. So I would think there are many good reasons to try to enhance memory skills.
Barnett is the author of a study on runway incursions, which makes projections over the next 20 years.
If nothing is done to reduce the risk, we could have 700 to 800 deaths on U.S. runways over the next 2 decades, over the course of perhaps 15 different fatal events. So if you really want to think about terrible events occurring involving big planes that are full and a conflagration that makes survival a remote possibility, we could have death tolls in the worst case in the thousands.
The worst runway incursion in history occurred on Tenerife in the Canary Islands in 1977. Two jumbo passenger jets collided, killing 583 people. Much has been done since then to make runways safer, but runways are now busier than ever. The FAA insists there's no direct correlation between the increase in traffic and the rise in incursions, but experts disagree, including top officials at the National Transportation Safety Board. They fear a repeat of another major fatal runway disaster, and controllers are being proactive. They're taking the unusual step of learning how better to remember which plane is on which runway and when. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.